A longtime state lawmaker from Western Massachusetts, known as the conscience of the House, is retiring from public service and hoping to turn his seat in the state house over to his son. State Representative Benjamin Swan, a civil rights activist who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma and championed social justice for decades in Springfield and on Beacon Hill, announced Tuesday he will not run for re-election this year to the state legislature. Swan, who is 83, has represented a predominantly African-American inner-city Springfield district in the Massachusetts House for 22 years.
To have been elected and to have served the residents of the 11th Hamden District has been the greatest honor of my life.
Speaking in his district office in Springfield, surrounded by family members, friends, and colleagues, Swan said he decided not to seek re-election after much thought and deliberation.
It was not an easy decision to make. I will miss my association with other members of the House and Senate, quite frankly. But sometime you gotta move on.
Swan said he has no health problems or other impediments that might prevent him from continuing in the legislature. He's stepping aside to endorse the candidacy of his son, Benjamin Swan Jr.
He has been a valuable advisor to me over the years. One who will be responsive to the residents of the district. He was born in the district, and he has lived his entire life in this district.
The younger Swan is a self-employed IT consultant who's never run for elected office. Stepping to the podium after his father, he said he hopes to go to Boston to continue his father's good work.
Let me be clear. I do not believe I am entitled to this seat because my name is Ben Swan Jr.
Asked what he sees as the top challenge facing the people in the 11th Hamden District, candidate Swan said, jobs.
People are concerned about the state of our nation and the state of the economy.
In his first try for elected office, the younger Swan will face a challenge for the Democratic nomination from a veteran politician who's been an on-again, off-again ally of his father. Longtime Springfield City Councilor Bud Williams filed signed nomination papers to run for the seat earlier this month when rumors spread that the elder Swan was going to retire. Two other Democrats, Larry Lawson and Kenneth Barnett, filed enough certified voter signatures to qualify to appear on the September primary ballot. Michael Jones, who ran for Springfield mayor last year, has filed to run for the House seat as a Republican. Springfield-based political consultant Tony Signoli, who's not advising any of the candidates, said it should be one of the most watched races this year.
You're going to see an awful lot of attention in the 11th Hamden District at a time when there's nothing else except a sheriff's race and a governor's council race on the September ballot. The hubbub of political activity could, in fact, be the 11th Hamden.
Signoli said Swan's retirement is a blow to Springfield.
Losing Ben Swan is a big deal because he was the big name in Springfield, in the Springfield delegation, not just for his district, but for the city.
Swan is a vice chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's credited with securing line item funding in the state budget to support the work of many social service agencies. He's backed funding for the Springfield satellite campus of the University of Massachusetts. One of Swan's biggest issues has been criminal justice reform. He opposes mandatory minimum sentences. He led a successful push a few years ago to shorten the amount of time a person's criminal record is obtainable by potential employers. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.